This is the Wedding Experience Podcast with me, Shay Dooley. All right, well, good afternoon, guys. This is Shay Dooley, your host for the Wedding Experience Podcast. Today, it's probably my favorite episode so far because I'm going to talk to you about 5 tips to really have an excellent outdoor wedding. So for those of you that have been listening and know me, I own Harper's Vineyard, which is really focused on outdoor events. And this particular podcast is all about planning weddings in general. But today I'm going to talk to you about our niche, the big opportunity for us to talk about our expertise and what we see makes the absolute best weddings. So here are 5 tips to really talk to you about. If you're going to do an outdoor wedding, which I highly recommend, I by far think it's the best experience that you can provide for guests, here are the 5 things that I would recommend. The very first one is that everyone's going to love to do some type of game or activity in the yard. And I say everybody, it's not everybody, but a lot of people, especially after they've been drinking, are really going to like to do things like yard games. So there's, you know, yard Jenga, cornhole, if you call it cornhole, or that's the same thing as bags, washers. Just do a search on Pinterest. This is constantly changing, but I tell you that every year there's different types of games that people love, and you can totally do this DIY, or you can go on like Etsy.com. That's one of my personal favorites. Just go to Etsy if you'd rather deal with having the ease and convenience of having a professional do it, and you've got the budget to spend a little bit more. Go ahead and go to Etsy.com and order some of these games, and you can even have them custom, so it'll say like your last name on the games, and then you can keep them for years. So that's what I would recommend. If not, you can totally do a DIY style, but trust me, if your venue allows you and it's an outdoor venue, make sure that you have some yard games. It's always super awesome, and everybody has a ton of fun. Great for pictures, and there's always that subset of, you know, your guests that are going to love to do that. Okay, so here's more of a tip on the next item, which is going to be timing is everything. And I mentioned this multiple times in my other episodes, but I just cannot stress enough how important timing is, especially for an outdoor wedding. Here's the biggest problem. Everybody thinks, oh my gosh, what if it's too hot, or what if it's too cold, or I don't want to get married in, you know, for instance, in Iowa, July and August is really hot. Here, let me squash it once again, and I've squashed this on a couple different episodes. Timing is everything, all right? So if you're going to have a ceremony at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on July and August, I would just recommend that you have a ton of shade. And first of all, I would just not recommend having a ceremony at 1 o'clock in the afternoon anyway, because it is going to be hot. So my recommendation is always to really think about your ceremony time. If there's not a lot of shade and it's super hot, then make sure that you have it later on in the day. And as soon as that ceremony is done, the temperature is going to drop, right? So in Iowa, for instance, it can be like 90 degrees and it'll be 75 degrees by the time your reception starts. So everybody gets all freaked out about the timing of the year around whether it's, you know, spring, summer, fall. I can at least speak for the Midwest, and even in more particular Iowa, I would not be as scared about the weather as everyone makes it sound. As long as your venue provides some type of air conditioning to get ready prior to the ceremony, and for instance, we do that at Harper's Vineyard, so the groom's lounge, the bridal lounge, the kitchen, our bathrooms, they're all air conditioned. And then when it's time for the ceremony, I would have a later ceremony, maybe 4, maybe 5. And the later you push it, the better, because the temperature is going to drop. And a lot of times, it just depends on your venue, there might be extra incentives to get married in a time where it's, you know, warmer, such as July and August. Those are typically less in demand than a spring or a fall date. And the final plug that I'll put in this, and this is for my wife who just absolutely loves the summertime weddings, you are typically, and again, I'm speaking regionally, I'm talking about Iowa specific, but this definitely applies to many other parts of the country. In the summertime, a lot of time, you have a less likely chance of having rain, and you have absolutely beautiful flowers and landscaping at that time as well. So What's more important, it's not the time of the year outside of winter in Iowa. I would definitely say that has some challenges, but spring, summer, fall, all of that, just look at your timing and really be strategic on the way that you plan around the weather. That's what I would recommend. All right, so try to find flexible spaces for outdoor ceremonies. This is, again, this kind of ties into two. Let's expand on that a little bit on the third one, which is to try to find flexibility in both the reception and ceremony space. So you always want to make sure, like, what is the contingency plan if it were to rain? And I'll tell you again, at our venue, if it rains, no big deal. As a matter of fact, we've had some of our best weddings when it rains because we have a large outdoor covering. We have canvas fabric that drops even on the sides of our outdoor patio that's completely covered. The barn, the historic barn, is covered. And then all of the areas to get ready are as well. So you need to figure out how big your, you know, capacity is as far as how many people, and then what the venue can do to flex and move whenever there are things like rain. Or, as we just talked about on number two, is talking about the weather. If it's going to be ultra hot, does your venue provide a shade option? I've seen things like some venues provide umbrellas. The umbrella thing, it's not a bad idea. I think some places in the Midwest, it gets extremely windy, and so that can be hit or miss with those sunbrellas, I believe is what they call them. So one of the nice things that we have, for instance, is we have these humongous ancient trees, and we string them with lights, and they provide a perfect amount of shade for up to 300 guests. And so you want to look at stuff like that. The truth is, you know, again, probably the last time I'm going to mention Iowa, the weather does play a factor. So what we always tell our clients is we're gonna think about two different options. If it's extremely hot, then maybe we'll move you under shade. Or if it's, you know, it's perfect weather, we'll put you, for instance, we have right in front of our vineyard, there is no shade in front of the vineyard area, but we have multiple places to get married outside, so we can really flex depending on what the weather is. No matter if it's raining, no matter if it's ultra hot, no matter if it even gets a little bit cold, we always have the ability to move and flex between our spaces. So when you are doing your tours, make sure you check into that. Okay, number four, this one, oh my gosh, I love this one, all right? This is around outdoor encourages freedom and choice of food options. So this is one of the prime reasons why I think that outdoor weddings are by far the best, because some of the options that you would do for an outdoor wedding would not work if you were doing something inside. So for instance, like food trucks, you might be able to find like a inside reception hall that maybe a food truck can pull in, or they could possibly bring the catering inside. But you really want to either have a flex space, meaning a venue's got inside outside space that encourages the ability to use the outdoors, or you want to find a venue that at least has, for instance, like what we have is we focus all on the outdoor experience, and we have accommodations inside, but we really focus the heart of our weddings and receptions and ceremonies on the outside. And to expand a little bit about that, you can look online and you can see there's a lot of venues that say like we have an outdoor space, and sometimes it's like this little patio for an intimate ceremony, or there might be like this, you know, 100 square foot whatever, just this little zone, this pergola or something outside. It's not really an outdoor space, and it's going to be really hard to accommodate and justify some of the things I'm about to talk about. And again, that's around food. When you're doing an outdoor wedding, this encourages that luxurious yet still relaxed feel, so you can get away with anything when it comes to using food options. I've seen everything from barbecue on site. I've seen just using appetizers and putting them around the deck. You can do things like brick oven pizzas. There's just unlimited things. I mentioned food trucks. Again, that's weird. I wouldn't say weird, but it doesn't really work a lot of times if you're doing like a hotel wedding or an inside ceremony, inside reception. But you can totally, oh my gosh, that's some of our favorite weddings is when we have a reception outside and we've got this large deck and you've got a food truck that pulls up. people go absolutely bananas for it. And again, if you want my honest opinion about what really makes a wedding is, do your guests love the experience? And I truly believe that's what motivates couples, is when they think about what is the best wedding I can possibly throw, it's not about how can I wow everybody with, you know, spending $1 billion on decorations. That's nice, and you can spend a lot of money and you can make it really elegant, but think about the things that they're going to walk away saying, that was original, that was so unique, I had such a great time. And again, I'm always going to say that an outdoor wedding encourages so many more options, and food is just one more of those. The final one that I'm going to talk about, there's so many, but you know, we've got limited time on a podcast episode, but I'm going to talk about extreme customization. Everybody wants a lot of customization. They want the wedding to feel like it's not a cookie cutter wedding. And so that's where it gets into the customization that outdoor weddings really provides. And the more historic the space, the larger the space, the more accommodations, the flexibility, the different features such as vineyards, or if they have trees, or if they have a swimming pool. There's so many different fireplaces. There's so many different options, but utilizing and maximizing those elements are what's going to really allow you to customize your space. Now, this one I'm really going to get passionate about and talk to you about as far as how outdoor outweighs indoor, hands down in my opinion. You would have to spend, and people do, they spend an absolute fortune on decorating inside spaces, because it requires a fortune to take something that looks very cookie cutter that everybody does and to really customize your space. So think about it. If you're on an inside area and it's a 5,000 square foot, you know, building, you're going to have to spend a lot of money to customize it to make it feel like it wasn't the last 55 weddings. Versus when you look at like the outdoors, you can just use different nooks and crannies of the acreage. You can go to certain trees. You can move your arbor slightly if you have a mobile arbor. You can decorate differently. And I'm telling you, we've done so many weddings. Every wedding feels unique and special, and you don't have to spend $1 billion. Instead, you can reinvest that money and put it into other things like food, or maybe you want to put more towards the bar to really encourage your guests to have even more fun. So think about it this way. When we do tours all the time, the reason why we have become so popular is because people come here and they see that it's naturally beautiful. It costs a lot of money to make a 10 building inside the space. No matter how luxurious it is on the inside, you're gonna have to spend money to make it different. That's when, you know, on an inside reception, for a venue that is primarily inside, you're gonna have to spend money on things like chauvet lighting. You'll have to spend money on different signs, having different tablecloths than the last 50,000 people that got married there. But when you do an outdoor reception or ceremony, it has that different unique feel already, and you can really utilize the natural elements of the outdoors. And that's what I truly love. So again, people can come here and spend a little more on flowers or a little more on the things that really make a difference on decorations, instead of having to spend a lot of money just to make it feel slightly different than the last few weddings that have been at that venue. So again, when it comes to extreme customization, some things that I'm talking about are lighting. I would definitely say that the biggest impact that you can have around decorations is lighting. I don't know too many brides and couples that would disagree with that. So if your venue has like an arbor outside, you can use lighting on that. We have a cabana lounge with custom furniture. You can use all kinds. We have special LED lighting that provides, you know, different glows and colors. A lot of things you can do on up lighting around trees, and even like the globe lights that you can put around trees. There's endless opportunities that you can look at. Again, go to Pinterest, just type in like outdoor lighting for weddings. You'll see just tons and tons and tons of options. And again, you know how I feel. Obviously, I'm pretty open about how I feel when it comes to outdoor weddings. There are very, very few and far between limitations and things that we could not do to make your wedding feel completely customized. So again, those were the top five things that I could think of just today. I could literally name you another 100, and so that'll be some episodes to come. But to get you started on trying to make your decisions, especially right now, we are getting just tons and tons of tours going on right now, and a lot of people are really starting to see through listening to this podcast as well as connecting with us online that an outdoor focused venue and wedding is really taking off, and it's providing the ultimate guest experience. So if you do have any questions, send them over to me. My name again is Shay Dooley, Shay Dulle. You can email me at info@harpers.com and I'll make sure that I can answer those questions. If you have ideas on a topic that you want me to discuss, go ahead and email me as well. And so I look forward to connecting with everybody. This is the Wedding Experience Podcast, and I'll talk to you guys next week.